Just update on the injury report from yesterday. Monte Ball has a groin strain. Julius Thomas has an ankle sprain. Emmanuel Sanders had a concussion. He's going through the protocol. Any questions?
Do you think Ball's, is that scar tissue or is it re-injury?
Well, again, I just, groin strain, whether it's, what type of strain? I can't really tell you that.
Coach, how much are you involved in the off? I know you're defensive by nature, but on the offensive side of the ball, how much do you are you involved in game planning?
I'm in game involved in game planning. Have been involved in game planning, whether it was in my tenure here, in all three phases. That's what the head coach does.
I guess my question.
Even the good ones. I'm not the only one involved in the just the bad ones.
Yeah. My question is maybe that you should assert maybe a little that running game part into the offense because you know we don't couldn't really tell if you can run the ball or not. You didn't really
with 9 or 10 attempts. You're probably right. I would agree with you. There's no doubt that. To be the kind of team we want to be, we have to run the ball more. There's a mindset and a mentality, whether you're on defense trying to stop the run and whether you're on offense running the football. So no doubt it's something that we have to do more and we have to execute better.
So after kind of percolating on this, what concerns you most?
We have to execute better. We have to be more consistent. You know, like most game tapes, win or lose, there's good and bad. You know, I think we had opportunities in the game because our defense, you know, did hold them to 5 field goals. We're in scoring position. And the flip side is, you know, it's the last time I can remember, not just here, just anywhere, of offensively not being in the red area. I mean, we did not have a red area attempt. So, you know, we have plays out in the left out there. We've got to play better, bottom line. I'm sure fans are upset. I can promise you we're upset. Fans should be. I know we are, you know. So we have to be more consistent and we have to be better and play better.
Looking back, do you wish you would have maybe kicked a field goal or two in those?
You know, we were never, you know, I shouldn't say never, not until the fourth quarter, we were never in what we would call field goal range. It was either punt or try to convert. And, I think the 47 was not what we deemed our range and has nothing to do with confidence level of anybody, just, you know, we do go through pregame. We do practice every day. And, you know, we did what I would consider being aggressive. You could punt for field position. Going for it on fourth down is, in my mind, more aggressive than kicking a field goal. We elected to do that late in the game, mainly because of the score and the time remaining.
Coach, just before you came in here, there was a report out of Ohio. Zach Dysher lost his mom.
Yeah, very tragic.
Yeah.
Did
you find out?
Early this morning, Zach's in. He's, a tireless worker. He comes in. He does a lot of things. And he got that phone call, obviously, very distraught. And, our thoughts and prayers are with him. Obviously, he's emotional right now. He's going to head back to Ohio to be with his family. He's got 2 older sisters that are one lives locally, the other one's from New York. Carla Dysher, his mom. So anyways, our thoughts and prayers. He's back there where he should be.
Coach, how would you evaluate your offensive line in week 2 of this configuration?
I got you.
Yeah, center guards, tackles, that's still the same, but these specific 5.
You know, I don't think, a lot's been made of that. I think, if you look at the number of passes, pressures. I think, as a football team yesterday or even the week before, I mean, I think it was much better in the second half than the first half. Not just the O-line, but offensively, we didn't execute consistently enough. And it's not all on the O-line. I would make that point.